Beautiful. Okay, so we are holding in Bikurim at the end. We stopped in the middle of a topic, but I don't mind. It's good to like over 2 days, so it's more, makes a deeper impression. We're dealing with the creature called the koi, or the kvi, which is halfway with something. It's some sort of animal that's deer-like and also goat-like, and it's therefore not clear if its halachas follow like a deer, which make it a chaya. The category of animals called chayot, which the kosher ones have a certain set of dinim, or if it's like a behema, which have a different set of dinim. And the Mishnah said that the koi, since it's a suffix, it's sometimes like one, sometimes like the other, sometimes like both, sometimes like neither. So that's our topic at the moment. And so now we're picking up here in Mishnah Yud, where it says, so ketzad shavel a behema. So how is a koi Zdinim, like a behema's dinim? So we'll see. First of all, it says chelbo aser kechelav behema. We mentioned yesterday that animals have. You could say that there's two kinds of fat in the animal. I don't know.
Humans also.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure. Like, physiologically speaking. If or what the differences are, but the not the fat that you see in your meat, but the hard fats that are around organs, it's called in English suet, and it's chelev. So the chelev of a behema means of an animal, like a domesticated animal. So that chelev is aser, whereas by a chai it's not aser. Learn it from sukkim. If you have venison, you don't have to remove the chelev from it. So venison, like deer, you wouldn't need to remove the chelev from it, from sukkim. So chelbo aser kechelav behema means the koi, since you're afraid maybe it's a behema, so you can't go eating the chelav, you have to remove it. Now chelav, believe it or not, carries a very severe penalty. It carries a penalty of karas, which is bad news. Okay, whatever karas means. So if you eat the chelav of a koi, even on the tzad that it is a behema and therefore it's asar, but it doesn't carry with it the penalty of karas, because the penalty isn't so severe given that it's a suffix case. Not only that, but normally when you have a chi of karas, a penalty that carries with it the penalty of karas, and you do it b'shogeg, so you bring a korban, a chatas, that's what chatas is come for, but you wouldn't bring a chatas in this case, nor would you get malchus, nor would you get lashes from the court, because it's a suffix that it's actually a chaya, in which case it's exempt. The chelev is exempt in ben mutter. Okay? Ve'eino nilkach bekesef meiser lechol b'yushalayim. And you can't use your meiser money, your meiser sheni money that goes to Jerusalem, to purchase a koi in Jerusalem. Anyone remember why? Remember, we made differentiation. We said you're not allowed to buy a behema, regular basar taiva, a regular animal, with your maaser sheni money. You could buy a chaya, but you couldn't buy a behema. I don't remember why. Like from maaser sheni, because we said you're supposed to if you're going to buy a behema, you should buy not regular meat. You should buy shlamim, and then bring it as a shlamim, and then eat the meat. So therefore, we said you're not allowed to buy regular animals, and you can't bring a koi. Is not a korban, no way. So therefore, they didn't want you buying it, and if you can't buy it, as if it's a behema. We said you could buy a regular chaya with, like you could buy a deer with your maaser sheni money, because that isn't eligible for a korban anyways. So here we're being machmir, and we're saying just like you cannot buy a behema in Yerushalayim with your maaser sheni money, so too cannot buy a koi with your maaser sheni money in Jerusalem. V'chaya b'zro u'l'chayim v'keva, and there's a chiyav like a behema that you, when you give to the kohen, you have to give him the zroa, that's like the right foreleg. Lechayim is like the musculature around the mouth. Modern Hebrew, I think lechayim are cheeks, or lechayim are cheeks. But it's the meat here on the face. Sorry? Ma, M-A-W. But I looked it up once. I remember ma was like an ambiguous term. I don't remember what the ambiguity was. But they always translate it as ma, but I'm, whatever. Maybe it's not Vegas, maybe. But anyways, ma, and also the keva. The keva, we said, is that fourth stomach for the ruminants. That's the Kohen. So that's only a chiv you give when it comes to behema, but here you do give it to Kohen. Here, but according to the Tanakhama, it's not just out of suffix. It's because there's a pasuk. The pasuk says im seh, and if it's a seh, the darshan word im comes in mar, but even a suffix creature like a koi, that you would treat it as if it's a seh, and you give it, you give those three gifts to the Kohen. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, poter, Rabbi Eliezer says no. He rejects that drasha. He rejects the im, is coming to include the suffix animal, the koi. And therefore, once you have a suffix, of course, we've seen many times throughout the Zerayim, you wouldn't have to give it to the Kohen, because hamozim achavero lavaraya, it's the Kohen's problem. If he wants to take his zroa, he'll have to prove to you that you owe it to him, which means you have to give evidence that this koi is taka behema, which he's not going to be able to do. So you're not going to have to give it to him. So that's that. And the lach isn't actually, believe it or not, like Rabbi Eliezer. So you don't have to give it. Okay. And finally, Mishnah Aleph. Keted eino shava lola chayv lola behema. How is it like neither of them? So first of all, as mishum kilaim imaya the ima behema. You recall back from kilaim. Isn't it nice? Everything's like you recall back now. You feel like you've seen a lot of Torah. So there were a few different kinds of kilaim with animals. One of them is cross mating them. You can't mate them together from different species. But also, you can't cross work them together. Remember, like the pulling the dog sled. So you can't pull your sheep sled with a sheep and a koi, or with a deer and a koi. Like if you're, you know who pulling the your sled with a reindeer. So you can't one koi can't be one of the Blixen and koi won't do it. Because that's potentially kilaim, right? With either one of them. Hakosav chayaso uvehemto livno. If a person says he's giving, there's two pshatim here. Either it means he says. The bartender brings both. The bartender prefers, my read on it, is even if a person says, I'm giving all my chayos and all my behemoths to my son in the contract, still the koi is excluded, because it's not definitely either one and therefore excluded. The lumbus is actually more than I want to get into at this minute. It's a sugi in the Dharm if a person would be machnas his possession to suffix. I don't want to get to it now. But The Rambam learns, and he the Bartender brings it also. The Rambam learns that if you said either or, in other words, if you said all my behema go to my son, or all of my chayas go to my son, then it won't pass the son. But the Rambam says, of course, if you say both, so then there's no room. Either he's a behema or a chayas. So if you said both, it's going to the son. Okay, that's two shots on that. Im ama hareini nazir. If a person says I declare myself to be a nazir. On the condition that shezeh chaya o behema, that this thing is a chaya, or he says that this thing is a behema. If a koi is a behema, then I'm a nazir. That's his declaration. So it's a funny thing to do. But in that case, we say he's stuck. Karehu nazir. He becomes a nazir. So two pshatim in this. Either it's a nazir mesafik. Nazir mesafik means that everything he does it's safik doraisa, because a nazir is obviously a parsha nasa. It's a doraisa concept, so you now have to be a nazir, not eating the wine, etc., drinking wine and so on, out of suffix. Or a different shot, which has obviously wide-reaching ramifications, is since the statement is true in part, in other words, the koi is like a behema in many ways, or is like a chai in many ways, it's chal. That would make these conditional, you know, nadarim and naziris and so on, obviously become very much easier to fall into the, you know, if the statement's even partially true, that it's a problem. Okay. Ushar called.
Because it says, Ishki Yafli Limbo Neder Nozelaz. And here he's not having a flaw. That's the color.
Well, I think there's. In that word, if you look at Rashi, it's tug yourselves, but if it just means Yafli, just simply means to be mafresh himself. That's how Rashi.
No, the Gemara dashes it. It has to be clear.
Yes, yeah, so it's either so two yourselves. Either it's mafresh or it's mafresh or it's mefaresh. So two yourselves there. So if you learn mefaresh, then you've got an issue. But if you learn it's mafresh, it means he's just separating himself as via nazir. Totally on that. But you're right. The pashas is it is mefaresh, I think. Okay, sorry on there. Yeah, the ushar called drachav shavim l'chayel behema, and the rest, everything else. The koi is like the chai and the behema. So, for example, V'ton shchita kazeh kazeh, and eat shchita obviously, like either one. V'utame mishum nevela, and its carcass, the dead animal carcass, is a torso tumah, like a nevela, it is a nevela. U'mishum eiver menachai, there's an ister of eiver menachai from this thing. You can't, eiver menachai is a prohibition of eating the limb of a live animal. It applies to non-Jews as Jews alike. Although that statement isn't strictly true, there are differences between, according to a Jew, according to a non-Jew has to wait till the animal stops twitching. But a Jew can eat the animal even if it's still twitching once it's had shechita, had like that. All the Sheva Mitzvah Noach have a tzad chumra legoyim. Isn't that strange? Why is that? I don't have an answer. It's a sugi and sahajin there, I think Nandal or something like that. But yeah, it's interesting. So I'm just saying. I only brought it up because I'm modifying what I said. I said it's obligated to a non-Jew and Jew alike. So since I said that, I feel obliged to qualify and say it's not exactly alike. There's a small difference. Not relevant. I'm just saying that when it comes to non-Jew, so when is it considered no longer Eiver Menachai? When the dead animal stops twitching, like this little muscle, you know. I saw in encyclopedia. It was very serious. It was a serious article that there was some chicken that went around tour and circus for like years that didn't have a head. What do you want from me? They cut off head and still lived. I can't ask you more questions than that. But normally when you cut animals, what? No, I don't know what's better. But if normally what happens is you shed the animal and it's still until all the oxygen's worn out. There's still some twitching going on. So. You can't eat it, for a non-Jew, can't eat it until it stops twitching fully. You know? Now, when it comes to a Jew, however, once the animal has had shechita, it's dead. Even if it's still twitching, you can eat it if you want to. Insist that's that way? Okay, fine. Fine, that's it. Kazeh or kazeh. So both, a koi has Eiver Menachai, regardless whether it's a behemoth or a chayim.